I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think tonight's program will be jam-packed with information, and there will also be quite a few practical techniques. We're going to be talking about extraterrestrial first contact. We'll be talking about new science, cutting-edge science related to practical applications as it relates to longevity. We'll be talking about some key information on creating and maintaining excellent health. And before we get into a lot of that type of information, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit something new this evening. A couple of techniques, if you like. And those techniques will be the Hari Om Mantra, or Japa Yoga, and that will be followed by the extraterrestrial meditation called XYZ, and that's because of some of the discussions we'll have tonight's program concerning extraterrestrials. So if the guys in the booth would play both those clips now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side and front and back 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 and side and front and back and side and front and back until you get used to the idea, and then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Sustain love for yourself, excitement for life. So there's no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment, and forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game. So you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you're a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. You need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health, and as many are discovering, here is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medicines is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalances. And I might point out in this regard that when it comes to having success in manifesting as well as creating excellent health, I think there's three areas that really impinge upon this, and one is the concept of deservability. And even Bashar has stated that without a good feeling of deservability, all the techniques in the world will have minimal results. So the idea here is to spend some time being honest with yourself and do some evaluation concerning your feelings about being loved by the universe. And in point of fact, another quote from Bashar is that there's only two objective facts. First is that you have awareness, and second is that the universe was created from unconditional love. And other than that, everything else is subjective. And clearly, we are loved by the universal creator. And not only that, but the proof of it is that we're supported in all of our beliefs. And that's one of the reasons why I call ET Yoga the Yoga of Belief, because belief is so powerful and so important. And the second area that people need to take a look at is the concept of victimhood. And if you're wondering if you're in victimhood, a real nice little test here is to try to become more aware of when you are blaming or complaining or justifying your circumstances, because those are signs of victimhood. And fear is also a sign of victimhood. And basically, as will be shown as this program progresses, that these beliefs, and what are beliefs except repeated thought patterns? So when you're repeating thoughts over and over, they become beliefs. And this whole concept of victimhood, I think everybody on this planet has some issues of victimhood to deal with, because this is a prison planet of sorts, and in a real way, although most of the people that are in the prison aren't aware of it. And the third thing that I'd like to mention that relates to your ability to have success both in creating and maintaining health and in doing reality creation techniques is too much technology, and especially television. Television is the chief brainwashing tool of the controlling powers. And what people that I've noticed over the course of years that watch 35 or 40 hours of television a week, it's very difficult to heal them or help them heal themselves. And not only that, but the subliminals there are off-planet technology. It's a very successful program, but Palladians back in the 1970s and Bringers of the Dawn highly, highly suggest that we throw your TV away. I mean, I wouldn't throw it away. It's probably worth some money, so you might get some money for it and actually get some health products or buy yourself some Egyptian healing rods or maybe a course in Qigong healing sounds from Master Ming Tong Gu. But to me, these are important important areas. And I'd also, in relation to the concept of positive thinking and health, I'm going to share with you some amazing science that's come about recently and some experiments. And this one you can actually use as a meditation to put the dots together and come up with some of your own ideas. So this one's kind of an open-ended bit of information. And that is that scientists have now shown that an individual that they tested mentally visualized himself lifting weights for an hour a day. And that's just in his mind. Didn't actually have the weights, just lifted the weights in his mind for an hour a day. End of 2 weeks, they noticed through testing that his overall physical body strength had increased 13%. So if you start thinking about this concept a little bit, you're going to see where I'm going. But we're talking about the mind really doesn't differentiate between what you're watching, what it experiences, and what you're visualizing. And certainly utilizing your imagination is a form of reality creation. And that's proof of it right there. So just in his mind, he's lifting the weights, and all of a sudden, over a period of only 2 weeks, for an hour a day, 13% increase in body strength. So my challenge to you, the listening audience of ET Yoga, is how many other areas in your life utilizing the same process, visualizing a certain activity happening, could you use to enhance your life? Another interesting experiment that took place was it took a group of people that were in their 70s, and then they isolated them for a couple of weeks and controlled their environment to a 1950s environment. So all the books, all the music, all the talk, as much as possible, they totally wiped out, you know, your current mode of experiencing reality, and had this group in the 1950s. Interesting. When they did the studies afterward, they're certainly coming up with a couple of ideas here. One is that you have a chronological age, but you also have a biological age. And the people that were involved in this experiment actually decreased their aging by about 12 years. And they even tested their telomeres and amazing results, which basically shows how your beliefs certainly have and can have a huge effect on the whole idea of longevity. And in an article by Deepak Chopra called Putting Belief to Work, Deepak says that because the mind influences every cell in the body, human aging is fluid and changeable. It can speed up and slow down, stop for a time, and even reverse itself. And an idea here would be to nurture the idea that your body is new at every moment. In place of the idea that your body is a mindless machine, picture the idea that your body is infused with the deep intelligence of life, whose sole purpose is to sustain you. These beliefs are not just nice ideas to live with, they are true. We experience the joy of life through our bodies, so it is only natural to believe that our bodies are not set against us, but want what we want. And author Sandra Ray has said that since all pain is the effort and the effect involved in clinging to a negative thought, and since the worst anti-life negative thought is death, the opposite of life, then you can begin to see how death thoughts and old age thoughts lead to pain. Another concept that you can actually spend time contemplating. And I'd also like to mention that from time to time, I do share with the listening audience the ultimate truths of reality. And one of the ultimate truths is that all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. And I want to explain how that's the same as my comment that all disease is related to dysfunctional emotion. Because the process kind of works like this. When you take stress of some kind or certain negative concepts or perceived negative concepts, and these concepts are suppressed, those suppressed emotions over time gather and build and form kind of energy knots in your energy system. And as Master Ming Tong Gu has pointed out, who teaches the Qigong healing sounds, these blockages in our system, that's what we call disease. And my point is that it's the same thing as saying that everything comes from dysfunctional emotion, because in this world, as it turns out, everything is actually neutral. Like, outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. One circumstance is a pleasure to one person and a negative to somebody else. And how that's determined is we place either a positive or negative definition on an outer circumstance, and in conjunction with that, we place a positive or negative emotional spin. And as Bashar has stated, the formula is quite simple. If you place a positive definition and a positive emotion on an outer circumstance, you'll have a positive experience from it. If you place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience. So in point of fact, there's no way disease can be created unless you are placing a negative definition and negative emotional spin on a neutral situation. And for further explanation of that, I highly suggest you go to my website at etyoga.com, because there is the true nature of disease. It's a free download, and as soon as you go to the website etyoga.com, it's available right at the top on the main page. So highly suggest that people take advantage of that free information that goes into the root cause of disease in great depth. And also, my favorite piece from Merlin the Magician, and Merlin the Magician, and that's at Creating Camelot, the website. And Creating Camelot is like a fourth and fifth dimensional website where they do practice a lot of reality creation. And one of the stories they share there is related back to the days of King Arthur and the sword and the stone. So it goes like this. Young Arthur innocently approached the sword and swiftly freed it from the stone without hesitation. He had no expectations of failure, for he had no fears about the outcome. His power was in pure play, not in the torment of twisted possibilities. No yearning there, simply wonder, what if? Those who failed to free the sword came to the scene with great seriousness and anxiety. They were trying to use physical force for their power source rather than allowing the force of the source to be their power. When you feel negative emotion, the sword remains stuck in the stone. We have cut off the flow of your creative life force towards where you want to go. The sword of truth is freed from the stone when you feel positive emotion. When you choose to think thoughts that lift your spirit up, you lift the sword from the stone. You allow energy to flow through you and to those things you desire, and you have attained creative control of your kingdom. You are the monarchs of universal source, the creators of your own royal destiny. The inner realm is where you create the outer world. Wield your sword with the light of love and awaken to a life of living happily ever after, for this is truly your royal birthright. And that's from Merlin the Magician, and they've got a little book out. It's called Merlin, and highly recommend that site and the information there. In fact, I think the key point being is that, you know, if you think things are simple and you implement new ideas in your life, then you can. And certainly the critical concept is that we all are creating our own reality. And that's just not a, and it's not a saying. it's a fact. And the facts are, it's that your definitions, your beliefs, your emotions, and your intentions show up in your outer reality. In fact, your outer reality is a perfect mirror of those beliefs, definitions, emotions, and intentions. And, a very, very important concept to grasp, because if you are the one creating your own reality, then there's no one to blame. So it frees you up from victimhood. And not only that, but it's your point of power, because if you're the one creating a reality, then if there's something outside that's not your preference, because your outer reality is showing up to show you what you do believe. It's not there to punish you. So if something shows up that's not your preference anymore, it's an old belief that you created, maybe one you downloaded from even childhood, it's time to reprogram those beliefs. And it's a very important process, reprogramming old beliefs. In fact, I always say that if you look at someone's life and you see certain things are happening in their life, you can anticipate them continuing to happen. Because most people are not aware of the fact that they have the power to change their beliefs and to change what's occurring in the outer reality. So it's a very key point to understand that you can't experience anything in this dimension unless you're a frequency match for that circumstance. That's how this hologram that we live in works. And as the Palladian Barbara Marciniak would say, we need to spend more time monitoring our thoughts, and we need to pay more attention to what we are thinking about. And this ties directly into Merlin's message about Arthur and pulling the sword from the stone. And when you truly understand that you create your own universe, it's foolish to spend time blaming or complaining. They're just signs of victimhood. And better to affirm that I am uplifted, that light comes into my life, that I am taught by light, and my world is harmonious, abundant, and beautiful, and I am light. So again, here's an affirmation, and related to this concept, it'll be is kind of a theme for tonight's program, that what is a belief except a repeated thought pattern? You repeat a thought pattern enough, it becomes a belief. And one of the reasons why affirmations can be so powerful. And it all does relate to the concept of ascension, because if you understand that you're creating your own reality, yeah, you're really on the path to ascension. And what is ascension in a sense? It's really just the raising of our frequency and our consciousness until we cross into the next dimension. So all this kind of material, including reality creation. And I talk quite a bit on ET Yoga about reality creation and three different levels of reality creation. We'll see as the program transpires tonight if we'll get into some of that. I think I will also share with you a quote from Enoch Kahn concerning the secret of health. And he states that the secret of health is consciousness of health. Dis-ease is lack of ease, psychologically and physically. Conflicting thoughts and feelings in your consciousness is what causes the state of distress. And when you notice yourself becoming sick, watch for conflicting thoughts that have arisen within your consciousness and resolve them. Either push them all one way or the other, or find a way to hold them in a harmonious way. And external remedies only cure symptoms, but dealing with consciousness cures at the root. And this also relates to the dysfunctional emotions that manifest themselves as dis-ease in the body. And I think that it's important to note that the dis-ease or some of these emotions that get stuck, they need to be dealt with. You don't want to be suppressing emotion, even though you want to be focusing on positive thoughts. If you're experiencing negative emotion, you can spend some time getting into it and trying to come to some resolution in terms of resolving a situation rather than suppressing it. And I think this is, it's clear that if you utilize some techniques such as Egyptian healing rods, that they are very beneficial. It's like being inside a pyramid. And it cures your auric field of some of these negative blockages. And you can go out on your internet and go to Sri and Kira Ra and Egyptian healing rods, and you can see some Kirlian photography of a sick person before they hold their rods, and then after holding the rods for 10 minutes, and their aura just lights up like a Christmas tree. And the similar effect is found with people who go into the Bosnian pyramid in the basement of one of the pyramids. There is a healing chamber, and many people are healed from just being there. Because they did some Kirlian photography of people before and after entering the chamber, and it's very similar to what happens when you do Egyptian healing rods, which were discovered by the Russians. The rods were only used by the pharaohs and the inner circle in Egypt. The public was not allowed to have them under penalty of death. So you can appreciate like how powerful these tools are. They also have the ramifications with respect to longevity. And speaking of longevity, in my opinion, the key to longevity was when the Anunnaki were tweaking our DNA and creating this version we have now of Homo sapiens. They also utilized us to mine gold. And they weren't mining gold for the money. They were mining gold because when you melt gold down, you get the white powder. And the white powder is monatomic elements. And monatomics create longevity. And one of our controllers, the Anunnaki, mastered that, probably the reptilians as well. And some of them live thousands and thousands of years. So it's that's the secret they didn't want humanity to know. Also one of the reasons why they gave us and tweaked our DNA so we didn't have such long lifespans to figure things out. And according to Alex Collier, an Andromedan contactee, he states that actually our DNA at one time had the ability to produce vitamin C, which makes a lot of sense, too. Now, with this whole concept of affirmations, I came across a really cool one. You can go on YouTube, and it's Lucy Herzig Veritas, and that's V-E-R-I-T-A-S, and the Herzig is H-E-R-Z-I-G, so Lucy Herzig Veritas. And it's about regenerate your telomeres and stay young forever. So I want to share with you this information. I now allow myself to receive all beneficial changes. I'm grateful to receive instant changes from these affirmations. I'm confident that my results are permanent. My mind and body are confident that I can achieve anything I want. I always achieve super fast and permanent results with great ease. My mind and body know how to keep results permanently. I now allow myself to become younger and healthier. I am grateful to feel young and confident. I love my healthy and beautiful young body. I now allow myself to regenerate my telomeres. I now allow my telomeres to be 10,000 nucleotides long. My telomeres are repairing themselves now. I have incredibly youthful and healthy telomeres. My telomeres are now 10,000 nucleotides long. My cells have perfect levels of telomerase and use it effectively in a state of total safety. All my cells divide effectively and in total state of safety. My stem cells divide and self-renew indefinitely in total safety. I have enhanced stem cells that keep my mind and body young and healthy. My stem cells are able to regenerate any part of my body with absolute safety. My body effectively uses its stem cells to heal and stay young. Every organ and tissue in my body is representative and represents and regenerates healing. My veins are youthful, strong, and healthy with perfect blood flow. I have enhanced nutrient and oxygen absorption. I am now becoming younger. I have a young and healthy body. I stay young and healthy forever. I'm always happy and full of energy. I love my beautiful young body. I look better now than I did when I was in my 20s. I have an extremely attractive, youthful, young adult body. I have an extremely attractive, youthful, young adult face. I have the energy and radiance of an extremely attractive young adult. My face is rapidly transforming to look exactly as young as I want. My body is rapidly transforming to look exactly as young as I want. My young body has perfect youthfulness now and forever. My body produces ideal amounts of collagen and elastin. My skin is clear and my pores are very small and clean. My skin is healthy and radiant. My hair follicles are regenerating and restoring to perfect youthfulness. My hair shafts are regenerating and restoring to perfect youthfulness. My bones are regenerating and restoring to perfect youthfulness. My muscular structure is regenerating and restoring to perfect youthfulness. I have an extremely strong, slender, beautiful young body. My metabolism and metabolic rates are fully restored to perfect youthfulness. My chest is restoring to perfect youthfulness. My skin is tightening and firming to perfect youthfulness. My abdomen is restoring and regenerates to perfect youthfulness. My shoulders and arms are fully regenerating and restoring to perfect youthfulness. My back and spine are fully regenerating and restoring to perfect youthfulness. Every organ, tissue, gland, and cell in my body is fully regenerating and restoring to perfect youthfulness. I now have the energy and radiance of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the youthfulness of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the skin of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the face of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the neck of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the shoulders and arms of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the chest and back of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the abdomen and waistline of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the hips and butt of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now have the legs of an extremely attractive, very young adult. I now manifest and attract a youthful young body, and I cultivate this concept. I have perfectly balanced hormones. I have perfect and youthful bone density. Every time I listen to these affirmations, I look younger. I have super enhanced energy levels and feel great all the time. I have an incredibly strong immune system. I am always healthy and full of energy. I have incredibly tight and firm skin. My skin now looks better than ever. My body always obtains all needed nutrients for best health. My skin glows in a super attractive way. My skin stores the perfect amount of hyaluronic acid, and that's H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C. I now produce all the hyaluronic acid that my skin needs. My skin is always perfectly moisturized. I have extremely radiant and beautiful skin. I have perfect blood circulation. My blood efficiently transports all needed nutrients to my skin. My skin is always healthy and youthful. My skin is very supple and resilient. My skin is amazing and beautiful. My skin is radiant and healthy. My body is able to produce and store large amounts of collagen and elastin. My body is able to produce large amounts of hyaluronic acid. My skin obtains and stores ideal amounts of collagen and elastin. My skin obtains and stores ideal amounts of hyaluronic acid. My collagen formation abilities are upgraded to perfect form and function. My skin epidermis is upgraded to perfect form and function. My skin epidermis is smooth, soft, youthful, and firm. My skin is absolutely perfect and gorgeous. My skin dermis is upgraded to perfect form and function. My skin dermis and corium, that's C-O-R-I-U-M, are forever healthy, youthful, and balanced. My dermis, corium, connective tissue is forever strong, youthful, resilient, and balanced. I have perfect balanced hormones. My body produces the ideal amount of each hormone for perfect youthfulness and health. I am now open to receive instant and permanent results from these affirmations. I am grateful for the changes I obtained from these affirmations. I deserve to look and feel extremely young. I am achieving results from these affirmations at the speed of light. My mind and body are able to recognize and accept only desired changes, and plus many more wonderful and positive affirmations. And that's information you can check out on YouTube. It comes with some classical music background, and the idea here is to repeat the affirmation. I believe it's 2 to 6 times per day. And, of course, it does tie in with a lot of the previous information related to what our beliefs, but repeated thought patterns. Also ties into the Deepak Chopra concept that you can age slowly, fast, or regenerate. So this ties in perfectly with the concepts that science is coming up with. It's basically all about belief. You have no limitations unless you think you do. And I'd like to now wish my audience my sincere best for their achievement of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and a reminder that information comes fast and furious on ET Yoga. If you want to take your time, go through the show, write things down. You can always go to my website at etyoga.com, and on the main page, there's a button called Radio Archives. Just hit the Radio Archive button, and it'll take you to the latest program. So tonight's program will be out there on probably Monday, and then you can take your time going through the information and studying each part. And I highly suggest you use the Hari Om mantra and the XYZ as meditation techniques. Very powerful tools. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, which I learned from Baba Ram Das via Sri Ramana Maharshi. And basically, you put all your attention in the center of your forehead. You become that spot. And when you become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? You can do that once or 10 times, whatever feels comfortable. But the idea is to get to the highest place you know how to get to. Get your full attention focused totally in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.